And now, dear listeners, to New Orleans.
Happy Mardi Gras. This year's theme of our parade is Zulu, leading the way back home. We want to welcome you back home. Zulu is ready, and happy Mardi Gras.
That voice welcoming Mardi Gras revelers back to the Crescent City belongs to A.P. Sanchez, Jr. He's an official with the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club. The group is the oldest predominantly black Mardi Gras crew. For many New Orleanians, Mardi Gras could not begin without them. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates spent some time with the Zulus in New Orleans. Here's her report.
It's Saturday afternoon at Zulu headquarters, a clubhouse and gift store painted in the club's signature gold and black in New Orleans' Tremaine neighborhood. In the club store, Zulu officer Strother Prophet is busy packing up 2006 Mardi Gras accessories for Lisa Schneider and Andrea Long, two members of Muses, an all-women's crew.
Tell them you got a case. Tell them you brought the whole case, okay?
Thanks, Mr. Prophet.
You're welcome.
All right, this is it. We're not coming back again before the parade. No, we're not coming back before the parade.
You got to. You make my day. When you walk in here, my day is made.
Schneider says the feeling is mutual. She and Long are riding with Zulu for the first time, and they've been diligently preparing for the experience. They've purchased bead throws to toss to eager parade-goers, and they've even made Zulu's much-coveted gifts to favored onlookers, individually decorated coconut shells.
It's very exciting. Instead of being on the ground looking for coconuts, we're going to be finding people to give them to, which is really a lot of fun.
Long and Schneider are white, and they're riding with New Orleans' oldest predominantly black crew to fill in for members dispersed by Katrina. Zulu actually began in 1916 to mock the traditional Mardi Gras festivities sponsored by the elitist white crews. Zulu officer Jay Banks says his club has always been more welcoming than some of its peers.
Zulu is every man's organization. We've got members of Zulu that we've got laborers to lawyers, porters to politicians. We are the premier Mardi Gras organization in New Orleans.
What's happened to Zulu's members reflects in large part what's happened to the city. Banks says that 10 members have died Katrina-related deaths. A diaspora of Zulus are spread throughout 44 states because their homes have been washed away. Virtually all of Banks' family members lost their homes to the hurricane. Despite that, though, he and his family made two important decisions. One.
We knew the day after that we were going to rebuild. We were going to come back. We were going to come back home.
And two.
Whether it was one, 200, or 500, we were going to parade.
Back in the Zulu gift shop, with its rapidly emptying shelves of throws and other souvenirs, Strother Prophet reveals the surprise.
That's some African Zulu, 20.
20 of them.
We'll be walking in this parade.
Zulu meets Zulu.
That's right. We the real Zulu. They the guest.
Resplendent in their gold blazers and black trousers with knife-sharp pleats, the Zulus, with their African brothers, are marching down the streets of this city that is still struggling to come back. And judging from yesterday's Lundi Gras Festival in waterfront Waldenburg Park, it looked as if the tide might be turning. On Monday, crowds strained for a first look at King Zulu and his court as they were announced from the stage.
All right, I think they're coming now, y'all. Here they come. The Zulu entourage.
Coming back wasn't a completely controversy-free decision. So many members had lost homes and incomes, but Keith Doley, a second-generation Zulu who is rebuilding his home, said the membership made the right decision for this year and for history.
It was very important for us to parade this year, that had we not paraded, we would have lost that position of going first. Zulu starts Mardi Gras morning. We set the tempo.
So this morning, the tempo was set, and the men of Zulu, with their attendant courts and floats, are parading. They started uptown where everyone else did, but they'll end up at the Superdome, the site of so much trauma in Katrina's immediate aftermath. From there, accompanied by the joyous sounds of a New Orleans brass band, Zulu will parade back to their clubhouse, where the bon ton will for sure rouler. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, New Orleans.